This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. So if you were up early this morning, you had a chance to get in line with, according to the site, like 600,000 other people. Yeah. You had a chance to get in line for a pre-sale, which started at, I guess, 6 o'clock. 5:50, everybody was thrown into a queue. You had a chance to get your Commanders general public tickets to go out and watch them play in Madrid against the Dolphins. If you were able to hop in, tell us your experience, 800-636-1067. If you're going to the game, feel free to hop in as well,
yeah.
800-636-1067. So, B. Mitch, I missed out.
Yeah.
I did not end up getting in, and now the link that I was given.
What time was your first time checking in?
7:29.
That was too late, Toby.
I mean, I'm not waking.
These guys said they've been doing stuff since 5 and 6.
I wasn't going to wake up crazy early. First of all, I completely forgot that it was
this
morning.
You got complacent, Toby. You're pulling the David Martinez. You didn't get your tickets.
I was up too late to wake up at 5 a.m. to hop in the queue. And
I guess they were putting those tickets
I didn't know it was coming out at 5 a.m. Honestly, I completely forgot. So I hopped on Twitter, saw that Tailgate Ted was on it, and said, oh, better hop in myself, and I paid the price. I didn't get any, and sounds like I'm going to be paying a steep price if I want to go getting them on the resale market.
You're going
to
get them for the regular price, but you're going to pay some fees.
Yeah, the fees are what get you.
I think that's what Congress needs to get involved with, all these damn ticket companies, these damn fees.
The fees are crazy. So, for example, I've seen some on some secondary sites where – you could get them for maybe $160, $170. That's what they're listed for, B. Mitch.
Yeah, go for $250.
By the time you go to checkout, it's $250 plus.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up paying a lot in fees, but we'll see. I'll probably still find a way to get some tickets. But if you had that experience, let us know. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Alejandro in D.C. What's going on, man?
Hello. Hello, guys.
How you doing, man?
Thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I'm so excited. I just got the tickets maybe an hour ago, like before noon. I woke up today at 5:30 a.m. I put my alarm, you know, and I've been waiting since like pretty much 5:30 a.m. So when it got the clock hit 6, I was like, what the hell? Like, it's like crazy. I'm like, I was putting like like 400,000 people like behind me. I was like, I'm not gonna get a hand yeah. here. So, and I was like getting on Twitter. Like then I saw Tailgate Tay, like the same thing. I was like, I was done at 11 a.m. But then it says like on my queue, like I put my email, so it gave me a link to put my email. And so I was like, I closed my window, so I put my email. They give me a link. I received it. So you could, with that link, I was checking like every like 20 minutes, like what spot was in the queue. So when I was like, it's your time. So it's like when it was my time, I see the tickets, they're like, oh my God, I'm actually in. So, like, and when I was trying to click in on the seat sections, I couldn't, I was like, it wasn't following through. It was like, what the hell? Now it's frozen. Now I can see the prices and everything. It was like, and I can see the section C and the category of the seat, but now I can follow, but now I'm not able to follow through to pick up the seat.
Where,
so finally, I was able to pick up the seat and then to pick up the one I bought was a category, it's called category two. So it's like in the lower, lower seating.
You got some good seats.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to be enjoying some good
seats. How much did those hit
seats?
You for?
Pardon me?
How much did those cost in the area where you're at?
I paid €297, okay? Converted to dollars, it was like around $350, I think.
All right. Well, it's definitely better than having to pay an extra $90 in fees or whatever if you wanted to get those on the secondary.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the tickets were at face value were actually kind of affordable. Like, pretty much, like, I don't know, like going to a game here at FedEx or Norwood Stadium. But so, I mean, that's why I was surprised. I was like, the tickets were affordable when I actually got to see them for the first time.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, Alejandro.
Appreciate you, brother.
800.
Enjoy.
I think that's going to be a blast. 800-636-1067. We got the, what are we going to call him? He's like the official correspondent that knows what's all going on with the Madrid tickets.
Ooh.
Tailgate Ted is on the line.
What up, Ted?
What's up, Tailgate?
What's going on, gents? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Great, what's happening?
I could use some coffee. It's been a long day so far.
Yeah, what time did you get up?
How long you been up, man?
I couldn't sleep last night because I was so worried about oversleeping. So I finally just got out of bed at 4 and then sat at my laptop to join the pre-lobby before you could actually get the tickets. And I got in there at 5 a.m. and there were already hundreds of thousands of people in there. So
you know what I'm finding out? I don't know if there was hundreds of thousands of people. I just think that some of these ticket companies had hundreds of thousands of bots in there to make sure they got as many tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, shame on them. What they did was Ticketmaster, whatever, out in the UK or in Spain, kicked everybody out that was already waiting in the lobby, and then you had to re-authenticate to get back in, and we were all randomly given a number. So all those people that sat in there that waited that long were having to just get back in again, and then you were placed no matter wherever they put you. So someone that logged in 5 minutes before could have gotten number 100, and someone that logged in 3 hours ahead could have got number 400,000.
I kind of see that as that was purposely done.
Did you eventually get in to get tickets?
I eventually got some seats, and you know I'm happy about it, and I'm good there. I do know a bunch of people that had some heartache because the credit card companies declined them because they were trying to do a transaction in Madrid and they didn't notify them ahead of time and they lost the tickets in their shopping cart. So it's been a mess, but I'm just going to tell the fans out there, I'm not sanctioning any of these third party sites. There are seats out there. So if you guys are going, you already got your plane tickets. I know Easy Street just picked up some tickets on StubHub and some other spots. There are spots available for us to get seats from.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good crowd out there. It seems like, I mean, they're not cheap, but I think, you know, if you were expecting to have to pay $500-$600 for a single ticket, you can still find some well under that price.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the fees.
Yeah, they've got uppers for that price that are, I mean, I paid $400-something for lower-level seats face value. So one thing I did suggest to the team when I had a sit-down with them 2 weeks ago was have a watch party out there for fans that are holding out hope to try and get stuff cheap, but it'll also help spread the Commander's word when we're there too as well.
Yep.
So maybe they can organize something like that, baby.
That makes sense, though.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Tailgate, appreciate the phone call, man, and hopefully I'll see you in Madrid.
I'll see you there, Toby. Take care.
Later.
Tailgate Ted. I mean, that's a long day if you're getting up just for tickets at 5 a.m.
I was up at 5 a.m. Went to the bathroom and went back to sleep.
I was not up at 5 a.m. To hop in the queue. But that is kind of stupid if, you know, like Tailgate was saying, where you hop in the queue at 5 a.m. If I would have done that, B-Mitch, I would have gotten up at 5 a.m., thrown my email or whatever in there, and then gone back to bed. If you kicked me out and I woke up at whatever time I was going to get up that morning and I wasn't in the queue, I'd be pretty frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be pissed off. But it was purposely done. That listen, man. If this being controlled over there, come on, dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm excited to see what the crowd is going to be like, because I would bet you that a lot of people from this area are going over there to watch the team. And I think it's going to be – what do you think the Dolphins crowd is going to be like for that game?
I think there'll be a lot of people there.
Well, I don't doubt that the thing's going to be sold out. But, like, are you thinking there's going to be a lot of just generic, general football fans from Europe, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's also going to be, obviously, Commanders and Dolphins fans. How many – what percentage do you think is going to end up being Dolphins fans versus Commanders fans?
I think it's going to kind of be like a – 40-40-20.
Okay. So you think it's going to be pretty split?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Listen, I might just enjoy staying in Miami in November.
People like going to like games that are away like that. Like, you know, just like weddings that are like destination weddings.
Yeah.
This is like a destination game.
A destination NFL game?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if you're living in Miami, though, you might just want to stick around. Miami's not too bad.
Miami's
the destination itself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a great crowd just because it's the first game in Madrid.
Yeah, first game.
It's historical.
So it's going to be people there that really want to be there as well.
I thought he was going to say it's going to be a great game because Jeff's going to be in the crowd.
He meant that, you know.
Man, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but whoever now section, we turn it up.
Nobody listening to it. It's not working.
Jeff, what's the plan for Madrid while you're over there?
Dude, I'm going to just explore everything. Hey, I'm not going to sleep.
Kobe,
if I got to walk, if I got to
bring my extra cachet, and make sure I have some cash to get him out of jail.
And I'm annoying B Mitch the entire trip.
Oh, I'm not worried about you. I got security following me. I got some security. I'm going to say, hey, you see a guy that looked like a overweight, what's my man name from the Rams?
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. Shoot him.
Well, one dude thought I was, what was the Raiders coach name? Antonio Pierce?
People thought you were Antonio Pierce?
Man, he came up to me while I was on the Metro at work. And I'm like, dude, they don't even play here this week. Why would he be here?
B. Mitch, how long are you going for? You going to be there all week?
I think I'll be there from, that's the 13th, it's Thursday, right? I'll be there Thursday through I'll be back on Monday, I think.
There you go. You going to get some Spanish golfing?
Nah, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be making that cheddar. I got to get Jeff out of jail, dog. I mean, you know Jeff going to do something stupid, and I'm going to have to get him out. So
nah,
I'm
making sure
I'm going to have enough in my stash so I can make sure I have to bail him out.
I don't mess around with no international policia. No.
Well, I'm not when even, I tell them what you did, they're going to be looking for you.
I'm not even going to walk out of a bar drunk over there.
You're what? Not?
No.
If you walk
I'm
in the bar.
Till I'm sober.
If you walk in the bar, you're going to walk out drunk, believe me.
They would not get me for public intoxication.
Man, I walked out of a bar in Berlin. It was daylight. I went into the thing like 7 that night, and I came out. It was the sun was up.
Throws you off.
Huh?
Throws you off.
No, it was the next day.
Oh.
Well, we
you were hanging out.
Oh,
you were hanging out.
Boy.
800-6-
Thunder, boy, I tell you.
I bet you Madrid's going to have a couple of Commanders fans and Dolphins fans doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
800-636-1067. What was your experience like getting tickets for the Commanders in Madrid? Did you get tickets? Are you going to be going over there? Feel free to hop in. I need to know also what to do in Madrid. So if you've ever been over there, hit us up with some ideas on things to do in Madrid. It's been Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.